It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
Wake up. This is a peep. Too many are walking around daily like zombies, unaware of what's taking place. You are watching the news and not recognizing the severity of the situation. Even while watching the news, they're not telling the full truth. They are deceiving you by showing you what they want you to know, keeping you in deception and darkness. Many of you are on social media. Have you not seen the people crying out for help, crying out for change, declaring that something is wrong? Or do you not care because it hasn't touched the bubble you live in? Far too many are living in unbelief, disbelief, and foolish belief. The time is now to wake up. Do you truly believe that a ship just accidentally ran into a bridge? Have you not seen all the natural disasters taking place that are not natural? Do you not see that the fires in Hawaii were not normal? In today's podcast, I will attempt to help you to open your eyes to the truth of times we now live in. I pray that your eyes and hearts are open to receive the truth. The enemy is in full-blown action mode right now, but that's nothing unusual. One of the first things you need to know is, he knows he's already lost the battle. He knows his time is running out, so he is looking to inflict as much damage as possible before his return to the pit. That being the case, you, the believer, should be positioned to defend yourself in these days. You should be equipped and positioned to not only know the truth, but to help others to receive it as well. Make no mistake, God is at work right now as well. As I have stared in previous episodes, God gas had enough, particularly with America, and warning shots have been fired. Because you haven't been listening and are believing that everything bad is of the enemy, you are under a cloud of deception. In your Bible, there are many occasions where God will allow things to take place in order to get the people's attention. We all know the famous story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Were they not warned repeatedly to turn from their wicked ways? Are they not given many chances to repent? We all know the outcome. These are the times we're living in today. Many of you think your so-called salvation is all about you. You would be deceived. Others are foolish in their thinking that they can run from God. Too many of you believe you can live like the world and still receive God's best. That too is deception. The Bible is clear that double-mindedness is not something God will tolerate. Here's the truth. You are believing what you believe because you have been deceived. You have accepted a watered-down gospel. Your heart is not in the right place. You have not been transformed into the image of Christ. Some of you have been in church for 20 to 30 years. Where's the transformation? Where's the renewing of your mind? This is how you know it's deception. With all the benefits and promises available to you for free, why would you continue to live in struggle and lack? Why would you not want the protection of God to fight the enemy's attacks? Does that make sense to you? Because it makes no sense to me. I'm a firm believer in practical exhalation, so this is what you need to do. You first must cry out to God and ask for the truth to be revealed to you. You cannot do this, though, without a sincere heart. Otherwise, it's pointless. You need to adopt a new mindset of being willing to acknowledge that what you think you know may not be true. Too often, I've seen Christians be stubborn to the point that the truth is given to them. They acknowledge its truth, but stick with doing what they've been doing. This too is deception and foolishness. The next thing is probably one of Christians' biggest problems, and that is the refusal to read the Word of God. How do you get to know someone if you don't spend time with them? I shouldn't have to say this, but I will. Prayer is crucial, but don't be fake. Speak to God as you would to a friend. Spend time in His presence as you would a loved one. Devote specific times and places to fellowship with Him as you would a loved one. Commit yourselves to allowing the Spirit of God to work in you to perfection. If you're listening to me, then you're following me. My life represents the things I'm saying to you. God will not force you to do anything you don't want, but your life will increase in difficulty if you choose to reject Him. That's why I love Hosea 4:6 so much. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge." There were specific things I dedicated myself to doing. I asked daily for the truth to be revealed to me. I studied day and night. You might say, I was consumed. I let go of the things I knew were not of God as I learned the truth. I accepted and lived in those truths. I accepted the identity of who God says I am. I allowed the Holy Spirit to begin and continue to do a work in me. Before I knew it, I had become a new man. One who no longer walks in slavery and bondage. One who has developed the heart and mind of God to help you know the truth. I learned there was greatness in me. There was an endless amount of talents and gifts at my disposal. I learned that I am a prophet to the nations. Prior, I had no idea any if this was possible. I have been unlocked to heal and deliver people from their suffering. Why would you not want to receive this gift? Step out of your own way, cry out to God with a sincere heart, and watch what He does. I know this blessed you, edified you, and provoked you into receiving this gift.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4:6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.